The Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops concert comes to the Wharton Center this weekend. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after speaking with two gentlemen readying Sunday's performance. Hi, Jamie.
Hey there, Mark. Now, usually I'm speaking with Maestro Timothy Muffet about the Lansing Symphony concerts, but, you know, it is the holidays, so I decided maybe give him a bit of a break and speak with the director of the MSU Youth Chorale, Kyle Zoik, as well as vocalist for these pop concerts, Matt Eldred, who also directs music at the St. Thomas Aquinas Parish in East Lansing.
You know, I've had the opportunity both with St. Thomas Aquinas Parish as well as kind of my side performing career to have had the opportunity to sing with Lansing Symphony in much smaller opportunities in the past, you know, a movement here, a movement there. But through assisting at some local music events, some notice was taken, and they reached out to see if I was available. I think the connection actually came through a funeral that I sang at that somebody was impressed with, and then they called to see if I was available for Holiday Pops this year after taking a glance at my resume. So really kind of abstruse, but you know, we all connected somehow, so... I've had the opportunity to do some regional performing here with Lansing Symphony and with Detroit Symphony and Kalamazoo, and but this is oddly my first time as a feature with Lansing Symphony.
The Detroit Symphony as well. So you've had experience with a large auditorium-sized crowd.
I mean, I've had some really great opportunities in the past. I've done Pops work with Detroit Symphony in 2009 and 2012. Similar to this, mostly you know, musical theater and movie stuff. You know, summer stuff with their assistant conductors and visiting conductors, so on and so forth. So this is kind of right in my wheelhouse. So I'm really excited to have the opportunity now to do the same thing with Lansing Symphony, because it'll be my first time. My whole family is kind of Lansing dynasty. You know, my father, my grandfather went to one-room schoolhouses in the Lansing area, and I've had all these chances to perform, but not here in Lansing with the Lansing Symphony. So it's a cool opportunity.
Now that was Andrea Bocelli singing Alan Silvestri's God Bless Us Everyone, and singing that high sustained note on Sunday's Lansing Symphony Orchestra Holiday Pops concert is my guest, Matt Eldred. And Matt, how is the Holiday Pops repertoire decided with the LSO and Maestro Timothy Muffet?
Well, they gave me kind of their concert repertoire from like the last 5 years, saying this is kind of what the concert looks like. This is what we've done, you know, year to year. Tim also then said these are kind of some of the selections that we're planning on doing just with the symphony. And then he asked if I had anything in my repertoire or things that I've done in the past, or if I had any suggestions. And for me, what I really wanted to concentrate on was making sure that we were doing stuff that really involved the entire symphony. A lot of the soloist work at previous Pops concerts were with smaller groups from the symphony, you know, piano and set, or maybe Messiah excerpts with a chamber group from the symphony, or just the strings from the symphony. But I really wanted to concentrate on doing stuff that was actually symphonic Pops. And so I actually brought all my own music. So I'm going to do a little piece called God Bless Us Everyone, which for those people who are Andrea Bocelli fans, that's off of his Christmas album from 3 years ago. And I'll steal all of Bocelli and David Foster's great ideas and call them my own. So I took that one straight from there. And then a great John Bass arrangement of White Christmas. That's a brand new arrangement out of the Hal Leonard Symphonic Pop series. We have a fun, upbeat arrangement of We Need a Little Christmas. And then we wanted to do something that was really classical and really pretty. And so we're going to do the highest arrangement of O Holy Night that you've probably heard in quite some time. So that's my goal, is to bring it home in the stratosphere with Rudder's symphony arrangement of O Holy Night. Thank you.
Now, Matt Eldred is not the only vocalist on Sunday's Lansing Symphony Orchestra holiday concert. Also on stage will be the MSU Youth Chorale, and we're also joined here by the man who's prepping all of those students for the Wharton Center, Kyle Zoik. Which begs the question then, Kyle and Matt, are the two of you rehearsing anything together?
Oh, no. We thought best to kind of keep those separated, mostly because I didn't want to kind of ruin what Kyle has going on with the kids. I fully know that the audience there is to see the symphony and the children, and then the less of my mug, you know, the better.
So Kyle, then, for the MSU Youth Chorale, this is not their first Holiday Pops shindig.
Yeah, so a lot of these kids were in the MSU Children's Choir going through the system, and so they've sung with the Detroit Symphony on a few things just in the past few years. We do a lot of collaborating with the MSU orchestras and even the MSU Opera Company and the choral ensembles. This is our second Holiday Pops. Did this a couple years with LSO, and then we were able to do the Broadway Rocks concert last year, which was a lot of fun. There are new kids this year that haven't had this experience yet, but they kind of know what to expect, and they're very excited.
And then what kind of age range are the members?
The Youth Chorale is comprised of high school age students from around the mid-Michigan area, and we have students really from probably a 30 or 40 mile radius of East Lansing. We have students from East Lansing, Holt, as far as Charlotte, Owosso, DeWitt, Hazlitt, Okemos, really from everywhere. So it's a pretty cool group that meets once a week. They're doing all SATB things. We actually have the young men of the chorus meet first by themselves and work on some men's chorus things. And then the young women join, and we work on our mixed chorus music. And then the young men leave, and we work on all treble music. So we get a little bit of everything.
So even though they are still high school age and some have performed with the LSO before, there's still a kind of rules of concert performing that they might not be aware of, like locking your knees, that might make you pass out, things like that.
Yeah, in addition to teaching notes, rhythms, musicality, and all of that, we talk a lot about what it means to perform with a professional organization, the way that we carry ourselves on stage, the way that we sit there on stage, so we're not, touching our faces and, itching our noses and things like that. We talk about all that because, we're not used to being on display for an entire concert. So, we prepare them for that as well.
We're speaking with Kyle Zoik of the MSU Youth Chorale about getting his students ready for Sunday's Lansing Symphony Holiday Pops concert. And I'll ask you the same question I asked Matt Eldred a bit earlier, since solo vocal music is worlds away from choral music.
Sure.
How did your process of selecting music for this concert come?
I start with what is arranged for orchestra and chorus, and then also look at what's attainable for us in the short time that we have. We only rehearse once a week, and we had a concert in early November. So then there's Thanksgiving. So, we're looking at 4 or 5 rehearsals, and these kids work really hard and they're very dedicated and committed, but there's only so much music that we can learn in that time. So I found this nice arrangement for chorus and orchestra of Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It's really nice and delightful. There's a Bob Chilcott arrangement of Midwinter, which uses the text from In the Bleak Midwinter with a new devised melody that's very beautiful. And then in the second half, we're going to do a John Williams Home Alone kind of medley that incorporates 3 songs from Home Alone. And I picked it and asked the kids how many had actually seen Home Alone, because this was before they were born, right? This movie. And I was really happy to see that about 3/4 of them have actually seen the movie. So, and I made sure to say, now you didn't just like watch some of it on TV, you watched the whole thing, right? Yeah. So they're excited for the Home Alone medley as well.
Ryle Zoik and Matt Eldred have been our guests on WKAR ahead of their performances and their MSU Youth Chorale performances during the Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Pops Concert. It'll be at the Wharton Center Sunday at 3 o'clock. More information at lansingsymphony.org. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.